It's a schosset and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And we're going to do as we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions and then come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Parshas Naso, such a jam-packed parsha. And as we just finished Shavuos, they tell an amazing mashal. Imagine, the king is telling everyone, you can marry my daughter, however, there's one condition. The condition is, you can marry my daughter, but you're not able to see her. Wow. Who's going to do that? So no one wants to take that risk. Maybe there's something wrong with her. Maybe she's not as beautiful as I think. No one's going to take that risk. However, finally, there's one person that decides he's going to take the risk. And he's going to go and he's going to marry this princess of the king. And he goes to the chuppah. He's so nervous. And he looks at her and he says, wow, this is unbelievable. But then he waits a little longer. Maybe, you know, something has to be wrong. What's going on? And he waits a little longer. And he sees that her midos, that her character traits are so amazing. And he says, wow, look how lucky I am. Says the Balei Musar, we just had a Shavuos. Why is it that on Simchas Torah we dance with the Torah, and on Shavuos we learn the Torah? Says the Balei Musar, amazing. Hashem gave us the Torah, Nasa v'Nishma. We didn't know exactly what we were getting. And then little by little, every month, every day, we start learning the Torah and start building the relationship. And then only at Simchas Torah are we able to dance with the Torah, because we see how privileged we are to have the Torah. Question one. We started Bamidbar, we spoke about B'nai Levi and the counting, and Hashem loves us. And then the Torah starts off with the counting of Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. And then it gets into the parasha of Nazir. Why is Nazir so unique? What is so unique about Nazir? There's a machlokes and tainis and daf yud aleph. Is a Nazir kadosh or not? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? The Ramban writes in this week's parsha's Naso, that a Nazir is a great thing. Oh, how come he brings a chatos? Says the Ramban, the reason why he brings a chatos is because he stopped being a Nazir. However, comes along the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, a famous Rambam, that really it's not good. Why is it not good? Because you shouldn't be a Nazir. Question one, is a Nazir a good thing? Or is Nazir a bad thing? What is a Nazir about? Question two, we know that we learn also in this week's parsha about Sota. A woman is unfaithful to her husband, and Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Sota and Bezam and Aleph, that why is it by Sota coming right after, Nazir comes right after Sota. Says Rashi, why is that? Because the Nazir saw the Sota. Asked the Balei Musar, why specifically did he need to see her? He saw her bilkilkulu, and that's why he became a Nazir. Why is that? Question three, very dear to me in this week's parsha. We have the Birchas Kohanim. The Torah tells us in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel, Daber El Aaron Be'al Banav Le'mor, Ko Sivarchu Es B'nei Yisrael Amor Lehem, Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmarecha, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'yichunecha, Yiso Hashem Panav Elecha V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. I have the schus to say it every day, me and Andrew Cohn, right, he's a Kohen, right, Baruch Hashem, my father and his father and his father didn't sin in the Chet HaEgel. I'm not here to call anyone else out. What's up? I'm not here to call anyone else out, but it's because your ancestors, they messed up. But we didn't mess up, thank God, Shevet Levi. And we know that in the Shemoneh Esrei, when we refer to the Birchas Kohanim, which we say, and again, they tried to reinstitute it into America. It didn't work. The Beis Yosef tried to do it. There were a lot of things that happened, and it didn't happen. However, we know that on Yontif, we do say Birchas Kohanim. However, if you look at the bracha, what do we say? It's a bracha mishuleshes. It's a three-pronged bracha. But if you look carefully at the bracha, really, there are six bracha. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha. That's really two. Hashem should bless us and He should watch us. Why are we saying it that it's three? It's really six. You know, last year with COVID, it feels so long ago. Right? Corona. Again, the world is still being affected by Corona. We have to daven that everyone has a refuah. But I remember last year with Corona, it was amazing because they had the minyanim, the outside minyanim, now that we're mostly back in shuls. Right? Everyone forgets about the past. So I had a porch minyan. And I was the only Kohen, so I loved it. Right? When you feel like you're the only Kohen, right, giving off the bracha again. It's actually a Doraisa that have two Kohanim. It's good to have Ro Ron to have a lot of Kohanim, but again, you're feeling a chrayus, you feel a responsibility when you're the only Kohen. So you don't even know how many times that I was outside on the porch, about to say Berachas Kohanim, and my little Chayim comes underneath the talis with me and starts saying Cha. Right? I'm in the middle of saying Berachas Kohanim, and he's like, Cha! But he didn't just like say it. He screamed it. And there was one time I was in the middle of Berachas Kohanim, and I just start cracking up. And I'm like, okay, I have to control myself in the middle of Berachas Kohanim. And it actually reminds me, because when I was a little boy, there was a time that when I was a little boy, that I used to duchen very loudly. And there had to be certain times. Listen, I wasn't bar mitzvah yet. And even though I wasn't bar mitzvah, I shouldn't be louder than real Kohanim that have the doraisa of doing Berachas Kohanim. So I remember my father had to step on my feet. I don't know if my father remembers that. My father had to step on my feet to make sure that I'm a little more quiet. So it reminds me like, an apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So, but it's very interesting. Around 7 years ago, maybe 7, 8 years ago, I went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And I am a Kohen. And there are certain times that either I start my Shmona Esrei late, or whatever the reason is, I miss Birchas Kohanim. And I got a psak from a major Adam Gadol in America, and he told me that if I'm in the middle of my own Shmona Esrei, I don't have to rush my Shmona Esrei, and I can miss Birchas Kohanim. And again, that was in America, but when I was in Israel, when I was in Madrich, and in CSY Kolel, and T4 myself, or all the different things, so I tried doing it every day, and he told me I'm allowed to miss it. But I went to Rav Chaim. Because whenever my father was here or anyone's here, it bothered. Like, I'm a Kohen. Why don't you make a bracha? You're a mitzvah doraisa of Berachas Kohanim. You should make the bracha. So I went over to Rav Chaim. I had a meeting, Baruch Hashem, my father-in-law, Rabbi Alan Schwartz, has a gevaldik connection in Bnei Brak, and we always get a schus to go. And Bezus Hashem, right, recently I took Chaim, and he got his chalaka by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Whatever, we don't have to talk about that. It was in a magazine, right? Beautiful. But he got a picture with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked Rav Chaim in my broken Hebrew, and I said, Rav Chaim, what should I do? Should I rush my Shmona Esrei, and get Berachas Kohanim, or should I just miss Berachas Kohanim? So he made a joke. He's like, what are you saying in Shmona Esrei? He's actually a very funny man, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He's like, what are you doing? So I'm like, okay, I hear. But he's like, of course, Berachas Kohanim is Doraisa. But I think there's another yesod why Rav Chaim told me that I should rush my Shmona Esrei. Again, I'm not here to make Psak Halacha. You could ask your own posek. He could tell you, they're big poskim again. You know, before, there was a very major posek that told me that I don't have to rush my Shmona Esrei. I'm not giving any Psak Halacha. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and over the past many years, I always rush my Shmona Esrei, especially in chakras. He told me, Mincha Maariv, you could go as long as you want. Go on for 5 hours, do what you got to do. But for chakras, you should try to make Birchas Kohanim. But I think there's a further idea why he was telling me that. Okay, so again, we have three questions just to chazer over, because clarity is all. We always need the clarity. First is, what is so unique about a Nazir? Is a Nazir a good thing? Is a Nazir a bad thing? Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amoron, Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban. Question two is, why right after a Nazir sees the Sota? Why specifically does he need to see it? And question three is, it seems that Berachas Kohanim is not three brachas, but really six. So what's the Yisod? Comes along the Hilge Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra was a very, very, very poor man. He didn't have anything. But again, he had his parish. He was one of the Gedolim. He wasn't a known Gadol. There were certain Gedolim that were not known throughout their lives. Later on, he got known. But there were certain, like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish just sat in his room learned Kol HaTorah Kula, and no one knew about him for 50 years. Right? Unbelievable. So comes along the Ibn Ezra, and the Ibn Ezra says that Nazir, what's the word Nazir? Nazir comes from the word Nazir. What's Nazir? Nazir is a crown. What's a crown? To glorify Hashem. You know, a Kohen, as we just spoke about, a Kohen is an amazing thing. Right? The Rambam writes in the Shemitah V'Yovel that it's not just limited to Kohanim, anyone could become a leader, but a Kohen is a Yerusha, a Kohen is an inheritance. It goes down from generation to generation. Now, you know that famous joke, the guy, he came to the rabbi, and he said, I want to be a Kohen, and the rabbi said, you know, I'll pay big bucks to be a Kohen, and the rabbi said, why do you want to be a Kohen? And he said, I want to be a Kohen, because my father's a Kohen, my grandfather's a Kohen. You don't know that joke, and no one's laughing, but that's okay. I'm used to it. Okay, but anywho, so a Kohen, his whole idea is it's a Yerusha. But a Nazir is someone that accepts upon himself to become a Nazir. Comes along the great Shemin HaTov, Rav Weinberger, who has tremendous fun. I was zocheh to get the Shemin HaTov Sefer from my grandfather, Rav Chaim Zinbabzer, Zatzal, Zachrenes Kodesh Brocha. He gave me the Sefer, this beautiful Sefer, that I know about the Sefer Shemin HaTov because I heard Shirin from her friend about it. So I was able to be zocheh to get the Shemin HaTov. The Shemin HaTov says something amazing. He says that really the Ramban and the Rambam are not really arguing. Really the whole idea of a Nazir, someone that abstains from wine, someone that does not give in to his temptation, someone does not cut his hair, says the Ramban, it's really a great thing. Why is it a great thing? Because sometimes you have to go the extreme and you have to make sure that you abstain from things. For example, recently I just had a big bag of chocolate chips in my freezer, right? And I wanted to eat the chocolate chips. Now, if the bag was open, I don't know if you guys like chocolate chips or chocolate or whatever you guys like. So if the bag was open, you know, you start eating it a little, right? You start saying, oh, it's bittersweet, it's healthy for you, whatever. And then you start eating it, and then you start dumping it again and again and again, and then the bag's done. However, you lift it up, and you do fancy things with your chocolate chips. However, if the bag is closed, you don't want to be that guy that opens that bag. It's like the cake. You know, like you have a cake there. You don't want to be the guy that opens up the cake, because no one wants to open up the cake, right? So it's the same thing. Says the Ramban, I want to abstain. I want to stay away. You know why? A Nazir is a good thing? Because a Nazir is abstaining, is staying away from certain things. And if you stay away from certain things, that's the best. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Deis disagrees. The Rambam, as we all know, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis that the whole idea of life is to go the middle path, Shvil Hazav. Don't go too extreme, Shvil Hazav. The only thing that you should stay far, far away, says the Rambam, is kas and gaiva, anger and being too haughty. Why? Because once you get angry, think about it. When a person gets angry or a person's haughty, he's like, oh, I'm the man, I'm in charge. But he forgets about the Rabbona Shalom. So the Rambam believes, says the Shemin HaTov, that the Rambam believes that really Nazir is an okay thing. However, since I want to have a Shvil Hazav, since I want to have a middle path, so therefore I don't think that Nazir is the best thing. You know, it's very interesting, Rav Zilberstein, who was one of the son-in-laws of Rav Eliashiv, right? He writes tremendous svarim. He writes in Halacha, again, it's not a Halacha shir, but he writes a gevaldik thing, Rav Zilberstein. Right? My uncle, Guji, Gedalia Bamzer, tremendous. He always wants me to say Halacha. Okay, one day. But he says a gevaldik thing. He wants to know, let's say a person has a problem drinking. Let's say a person has a problem with doing Dvarim Asurim, Chas V'Shalom. Can he take himself to become a Nazir? Is he allowed to do that? That's an interesting shaila, right? Are you allowed to use halacha to try to help yourself? It might be allowed, it might not be. You know, it's very interesting, you know, because people, if they use, first of all, religion helps us all the time. It's amazing, you know, sometimes people smoke, and it's hard for them to stop. Oh, we're not going to have, I'm not going to get myself in trouble if smoking's, again, we know smoking's not the best. Even people that smoke know it's not the best. But it's amazing that on Shabbos, everyone stops smoking, hopefully. Why is that? Because they know, religiously, that you can't smoke. So religion comes into things a lot of the times, right? I think I told this story in Parshas Kedoshim, that there was a lady at the supermarket. I love this story, this is great. A lady at the supermarket, and a Jew was standing behind her, and this lady was clearly not Jewish, and the kid, you know, at the supermarket in the front, you know, they offer all the candies and the gums and everything, right? We want to get it, you know, whatever. And the kid kept on asking for things. And the lady kept on saying to the kid, no, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. So then finally the Jew afterwards turns to the lady and is like, with all due respect, I just want to ask you a question. I mean, again, maybe you're Jewish, maybe you're not. She's like, no, I'm not Jewish. It's just every single time that I see you Jews, a kid asks for something, and you say, no, it's not kosher. And the kid stops. So I needed to stop my kid from asking for all that stuff. So I say, it's not kosher. And it works. It's unbelievable. My kid doesn't even know what kosher is. It's amazing. So again, sometimes religion helps us. But again, we have to bring it in. So says the Shemin HaTov that it's not a stira at all. Why is it not a stira at all? Because the Rambam and the Ramban are really not arguing. You know, we just had a Shavuos, which we spoke about in the beginning. We had a Nasa v'Nishma. Tosfos brings down in Peches that there's a stira. On the one hand, it says Nasa v'Nishma, that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. But on the other hand, there is Kofalem Har Kegigis. So there are forced. Which one is it? So I want a lot of different answers. I once heard a great answer from my father-in-law, Rabbi Alan Schwartz, Tremendous Talmud Chacham, Oed Tzedek, been teaching YU for years. He says something amazing. We'll tie it into another idea. He says that Klal Yisrael just went through Nisim Gluyim. They went through, they got the Torah, they got before, they had the Eser Makos, they had the Kriyas Yansuf, and they had this inspiration. But then sometimes the inspiration goes down, and we all know, sometimes you're inspired. We're inspired to learn. We're learning well for a couple weeks. And it's going great, and we feel amazing about ourselves, or we're inspired because we stop ourselves from doing things we don't want to do, and we feel great. And then sometimes that inspiration dies down. And then we feel like, I don't got it. And we start putting things in our mind to be like, who am I? I can't accomplish. I can't do it. But no, that's the Kafalem Har Kegigis. Nasa v'Nishma is the inspiration, but inspiration is not enough. Inspiration won't get you where you need to go. Inspiration is where I could go, but where? How are you going to get to where you want to go? Kafaleim har kegigis. You put a mountain on you and force it. I'm not down. I'm not feeling it. I don't want to learn. I had enough. I'm tired. But then you say, no, I'm going to do it. Right? You want to give in to your taiva. You want to give in. But you say, I'm more in control. That is the idea. We need both, the Nas of the inspiration, Nas of Anishma, and Kofaleim Har Kegigis. Maybe that's the answer for the Sota and the Nazir. The Nazir sees the Sota and says, wow, look how bad. Look how bad what she did. She's unfaithful. The whole relationship got messed up. But the Nazir needs to take something upon himself. It's not just enough that I'm going to abstain. He needs to take stuff upon himself to realize that he's not going to do bad things. Maybe that's why he needs to actually see it. So what is this Birchas Kohanim? Are there three brachas? Are there six brachas? What is it all about? So Rashi says that Yivarechecha. Yivarechecha means that one should possess wealth. Yishmarecha. Yishmarecha is not another bracha. Yishmarecha is, I have the wealth, but what am I going to do with the wealth? Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'yichuneka. Says the Torah, it's Yonasan, that we're talking about Birchas Torah, will find favor. However, the end of Birchas Kohanim, which we all know, the end of Birchas Kohanim is shalom, is peace. Almost at the end of everything we say, Shmona Esrei, almost every Kaddish, is the idea of peace, shalom. Shalom is probably the most important thing in life. If a person has shalom, a person has peace, whether it's gashmius, ruchnius, if a person has peace in his life, with his relationships, with his parents, with his siblings, with his wife, with his kids, it's a different life. The whole idea of life is to create shalom, is to create unity. That's what it's about. The Kli Yoker says in Bamidbar that the Kruvim, they would extend out their hands. But the Kohen, if they come together, they would be hugging. Why? Because they need shalom. We need to work on our shalom. Even if we don't like someone per se, as my mother always says, maybe you don't need to like everyone, but you need to be nice. Just even words could help. Be nice, even if you don't like them, shalom. The greater you are at shalom, the greater more people will like you, but you'll like yourself more. And we all have to work on that level, even if we don't like that, because that's the idea. So there's not six brachas, there's three brachas, because you need to know how to use it in the right way. And we'll just end with this awesome story. This awesome story. It's the story of Napoleon. It was 1812, and Napoleon, the great Napoleon, he had an invasion and he was going against Russia. And he decided he was going to go to the Gadol HaDor. He was going to get Eitzah from Rav Chaim Volozhin. Unbelievable. It's a great story. So he went to Rav Chaim Volozhin and he says, am I going to be able to knock out the Russians? Am I going to win this war? Right? The great Napoleon. And Rav Chaim Volozhin turned to him and says, I'm going to tell you a story. A story in a story. He said a king had horses, and the horses were the best horses out there. One horse from Italy, one horse from a different place. He had horses everywhere, right? And these were the best. He's going along, the king, and all of a sudden there's things in the mud, and the horses get stuck. And they're trying to pull him, trying to pull him, they can't get out. All of a sudden a little old man comes with his two horses, and now his two horses get stuck. These scrawny little horses. And the king's looking at this guy and be like, come on, I have the best horses in the world. You're going to be able to get your horses out? Like, why are you even trying? Are you a joke? Right? And then what happened? The horses of the old man, the scrawny little horses, came out. And the king's like, can you help me get my horses out? What is going on here? So the old man turned to the king and he said, You know why my horses were able to get out? Because my horses are brothers. And they work together as a team. Your horses are from different places. They don't know each other. Right? One's from Italy. One's from, I can't even make up another place. One's from America. It was America. One is from a different place. And they don't know each other. So they're not going to work together as a team. But my horses are brothers. The more we treat each other like brothers, the more we have shalom, the greater our lives are going to be. So let's just cause her and just answer up all the questions. Right? We first said, is a nazir a good thing or a bad thing? A machlokas, we showed him. We said, no, really, it's not such a machlokas. The Rambam says you go middle path. We always want to go middle, don't go extreme. But the Ramban says, abstain, stay away. We said, why is a nazir, why is it coming right after sota? Because it's not enough inspiration. Inspiration is good. However, it's not just about the inspiration. It's about taking things upon yourselves. Small things upon yourself. You don't have to go major. Small things upon yourself. Right? When Yissi Nenner went and he gave his preacher, he said, small things. Small things make the difference. And we all know that. And lastly, Berachas Kohanim, is it three? Is it six? It's three. But you need to use it in the right way. When you have your wealth, use it in staka. Use it in the right way. Yair Hashem, when you have the Torah, use the Torah in the right way. But again, the most important thing in life, again, there are a lot of important things in life, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah, and davening, Emil's Chasadim. But what's such an important thing in life is to have shalom, is to have peace. Everyone should have an amazing Parshas Naso, have an amazing Shabbos, have a great Shabbos.